Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. Hello, Brad.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
On this cool night in Alice Springs?
Yeah, no, it's a lot warmer than where I'm come from, so it's not too bad, actually.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Canberra originally, and I moved up here about 2 months ago, nearly 3 months ago now.
2 months, so very fresh.
Yeah, very fresh, very fresh.
How have you found Alice Springs so far?
Alice Springs is good. Originally from Canberra, so it's very different. Spent my whole life in Canberra, about 20 years worth, so it's, yeah, very different, but it's good in a good way. It's nice to get out of the city and explore Australia, really, so it's good.
Absolutely. And, you know, you say you grew up in Canberra, so, you know, leaving all them old friends behind, well, not behind, but completely, but are you meeting new friends here?
Yeah, sure I am. Yeah, definitely. It's, yeah, it was a big change, definitely, from living in the same place my whole life to, you know, kind of leaving everything behind to move all the way out here, but everyone's made me feel really welcome. Yeah, everyone in the station's been really helpful with everything, so it's been unreal, actually.
And did you sort of know what you're up for coming to Alice Springs, or did you know very little about it, or...?
I knew a little bit from what I've been told from... I got a few emails from people at the station.
Okay, so they touch base with you while you're on the course there,
recruiting? Yeah, no, they touched base with me, explaining quite a few things, but still, I was first time I've been here, so... it was very new, so...
I guess people can tell you, but it's not until you experience it, until you really
get the
vibe of a place, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you hear a lot of things about Alice Springs, but to actually come here and experience it and realise what it is, it's actually really good. Like, I really like Alice Springs.
What are some of the things you like about it?
Just, like, you've got everything you need in terms of supplies and everything.
The shops and...
Yeah, like...
That sort of thing?
Yeah, so everything we need in terms of what you would find in a city, except for a large mall, really. But everything outdoorsy, like if you're an outdoorsy kind of person and you enjoy four-wheel driving or camping or just getting out in the outdoors and exploring a place, then, you know, Alice Springs is an awesome place to live.
So you're an outdoorsy person? You like camping and stuff?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I enjoy four-wheel drive a fair bit. I haven't been camping too much lately while I've been settling into town, but... definitely got plans to go places, so I'm loving it at the moment.
Oh, that's good to hear. So you're saying, like, it's got basically all you need, you know, for a small town or...
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, coming from Canberra, a larger city, but I guess you would have stick to their pocket of that, you know, suburbia, so you'd have your own shops in the own suburb, so I guess it's like that, isn't it? Yeah, you're just experiencing a part of that, but in a different location, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, pretty much it's not a massive town, but, you know, you drive 5-10 minutes down the road and you've got everything there, whether, you know, groceries, clothes shopping, whatever, it's all right there. So
moving across, did you find it hard getting a place to live, or how did you settle in there?
The rental market's pretty competitive here, so it did take quite a bit to find a place to live, but with the help of people at the station and knowing the right places and knowing good areas and stuff, it made it a lot easier. Also, like, it did take us probably about 4 or 5 weeks, but once we found the right house, it's been a really good spot.
So... at least you got a bit of time. So the AFP, did they assist you? Did they put you in some temporary accommodation until you found a place? Or?
Yeah, so initially we had 3 weeks accommodation that was paid for. After we couldn't find a place, the AFP assisted us with another couple of weeks accommodation to help us make sure that we found the right place to live. And yes.
So you didn't feel rushed into it or anything like that? So they gave you a bit of time to...
Yeah, no, definitely weren't rushed at all. And, like, going back to how competitive the rental market is, we looked at quite a few houses, but a lot of them were either already taken by someone else or we put in for it, and especially I'm only 21 at the moment, so, you know, a lot of them took older people over us, but, you know, once we found the right spot, and it was really good.
But you're nice and settled in now?
Yeah, sure am.
So, you talk about some of the things you really like about Alice. What are some of the things that maybe surprised you a bit coming over?
It's actually quite a big town to what I thought it would be. It's, you know, it's a very sporty community. Everyone's been really welcoming. And, so if you're really into the outdoors and sports and stuff, it's really quite a good town to live in.